The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So, welcome to Happy Hour. And for today's practice together, I'd like to offer a practice of as we continue exploring the practice, the formal practice of upekkha, equanimity, cultivating equanimity. And the category we'll work with today is the benefactor. And benefactor is someone who's supported us, who's been there for us in some way. And maybe not in every aspect of our lives, but they've supported us. And it could be a friend who's been for us in challenging times, could be a parent, could be a relative, it could be a coach, a teacher, someone whom we feel this relationship of, they're our benefactor. We've benefited from their goodwill, from their support in some way in our life. Again, it doesn't have to be continuous and all the time, but maybe at some point, either right now or at some point in our lives, this benefactor has been of support to us. And regarding the practice of upekkha, practice of equanimity, as a cultivation practice, since it is the fourth Brahma Vihara, upekkha, the word itself in Pali, relates to meaning having a wider perspective, having a, say, bird's eye view, having seeing more fully, having perspective. So the idea of cultivating equanimity is when you have a wider perspective instead of having a narrow perspective of, oh, this is awful, this is terrible, it will never change, or it's all my fault or their fault, you know, the rumination that our human minds tend to do, the loops we tend to fall into. If we make our perspective, if we intentionally make our perspective wider to look more fully, as if you were sitting on top of a mountain and seeing everything that's going on is happening. Everything that has happened in the past will happen in the future, right now, for all beings. This sense of large perspective. Ah, the heart relaxes. The heart relaxes when you see the perspective of what has been, what may become, the impermanence. All the causes and conditions, the heart can relax with the space of equanimity, equipoise. So, we'll, as always, we'll start with settling in with our breath, our bodies, for the beginning of the practice, for the first part. For the roughly first 10 minutes, and then we'll turn our attention to, as I will guide us into cultivating equanimity, turning our hearts, our minds towards equanimity for the life of the benefactor. So let's practice. So I invite you to get into your meditation posture. Whatever it might be, if you need to lie down, that's what your body needs, that's okay. If you need to sit up straighter or relax, allowing your spine to be straight. And landing, relaxing, softening into this body. Relaxing your feet. Feeling your feet on the floor, connected, rooted. Relaxing your legs. Letting go of any holding tightness, the lower legs and upper legs. Relaxing your sit bones. From the inside. Letting the entire weight of your torso drop. Into your sit bones. Further relaxing your legs. Any tension being held in your lower abdomen. Your groin area. Let it be dropped inward into the cushion. Let your abdomen feel soft. Receiving the breath, receiving the breath. Softening, relaxing. Your neck and shoulders. Dropping the weight of your arms. Letting your hands soft, any tension melting. Inviting any holding tightness in your face to melt. The muscles of your forehead, behind your eyes, behind your cheeks, your chin, muscles of the jaw, the next out breath. Letting the tension drop even more deeply. feeling the entire body relax. Relaxed and soft. The breath received in the lower abdomen. Here. Here now. If you notice, the center of gravity has gone up into the head, thinking. And invite the center of gravity to be lowered. To the lower abdomen, sit bones. Inviting the thoughts, the thinking to settle in this moment. No need. Right now, for these thoughts, gently telling them, thank you, not now, come back later. Releasing, letting go, dropping in. Just this breath, taking refuge away from thoughts, preoccupations in this moment, collecting, gathering yourself safely. Right here, receiving the breath in the abdomen, settled. Grounded. Sensing, feeling this body, stable, grounded, connected to the earth, being breathed. And now I'd like to invite you, as you feel your body, your legs, your feet, your sit bones connected to the floor, to the cushion in lieu of the earth. Earth on earth, embodiment so important. In all practices, especially practicing equanimity, sensing the body, feeling the stability of groundedness, connection, the touch points. So you feel the body and the breath moving through. Imagine you were sitting on top of a mountain. again, well connected to the earth. You have a wide perspective. Sitting, being breathed, relaxed, comfortably with a 360 degree view all around of the valleys, rivers, trees, greenery, the sky. Clouds, sense of having a wide perspective. Let your body relax with the spaciousness all around. As far as the eye can see. Spaciousness, sitting and being breathed in this body. And as if the sense of spaciousness of vision proverbially having a wider perspective. Expansive, spacious perspective that makes the heart relax, open up, not feel confounded. Into a narrow, tight perspective, but a wide perspective of seeing so much possibilities, perhaps even. This represents seeing the causes and conditions, so many influences of events, the unfolding of events, past to present, future. Space and time, spaciousness of space and time. Just sitting, being breathed. Letting the body be relaxed in the spaciousness, being a part. Of all this. And now with this sense of spaciousness bringing to mind your benefactor, a benefactor, someone who's been there for you, supported you in some way in your life. A teacher, a friend, even a parent, a relative, even a pet, that you feel is your benefactor, your supporter, someone who's been there for you in some way. Bring this person to mind, this being. Under this wide perspective, allowing yourself to connect with one aspect of this being's life that is somewhat challenging. Challenging for them. Let yourself connect with this benefactor with a sense of care, sense of gratitude, sense of goodwill. Care for them. And you're concerned also for their well-being. And you feel their challenge. And for this practice, just as you're connecting the sense of goodwill, care, holding presence, not turning away from this benefactor, sense of connection to them. Holding it with care and with a sense of spaciousness, of equanimity. See if this kind of a relationship can be established. Connected, acknowledging, appreciative, caring. Caring for the person, the being, and spacious, spaciously holding their circumstance. I'll offer a few sentences, a few phrases of equanimity. You can stay wordless in this practice or choose whichever works for you. I care for you, but I can't control your happiness and unhappiness. Whether I understand it or not, things are unfolding according to a lawful nature. May I, or you, or we, accept the arising and passing of things with equanimity and peace. I care about you. And I trust that you have your own journey. Staying connected to your body sends a spaciousness as if sitting on a mountaintop. Connected to this person, to this benefactor, this being. Your appreciation and care for them. And holding their challenge with equanimity, equipoise. May I, may you, may we accept. Be at peace with things as they are. And for the last couple minutes of this practice, letting there be ease, acceptance, equanimity with whatever arose, during this practice period, whether thoughts arose, distracted mind, sleepiness, restlessness, may I accept, may I be at peace with the comings and goings of events in this mind and heart. May I accept, be at peace, have equanimity, hold spaciousness and relaxedness. Whatever arose, which cannot be changed, I appreciate that I showed up, that I practiced as best as I was able to. And have equanimity with the rest. May all beings be at peace. May all beings everywhere be free. Thank you all for your practice. So, I am so calm I can barely speak. So, I'd love to invite you to share reflections about what you discovered in this practice today. You can type them in chat. If you type them, send them privately to me, I won't say your name. Publicly, I will say your name. Or you can raise your hand, your Zoom hand, because I may not see you if you raise your physical hand, to share your questions, your reflections, for the benefit of the Sangha. So many different aspects and elements to this. Nicholas, please.
An image that was helpful or kind of resonated for me is I sit with my one palm and the other palm. And the image was kind of, you know, the person is walking on the earth, and the earth is kind of this vast thing supporting them, right? And there's a care in the earth meeting your feet. Like every step you take, the earth is meeting it. So there's a care, but it's very vast, right? It's not like the earth is fixated on each little step that you take. And I kind of just felt like there was a kind of vastness in my palms. Like my palms could kind of hold the person and kind of meet with the same spaciousness that their feet meet the earth. That helped me find kind of a lot of big space to hold them and still care for them.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that, Nicholas. I'm feeling into what you just described, this palm holding the other palm, this physicality of you actually feeling this, this sense of support. And then that connecting, that physicality, that embodiment, which I keep saying, I sound like a broken record, this embodiment that you experience, then bringing up the sense of, stepping or being each step on this earth, being supported. And this vastness is so much space, the spaciousness of earth in a way, which as I say that, I think of there's a sutta where the four elements. So the air element, the spaciousness of how air space is so supportive, and then the earth, the expansiveness of earth being so supportive. So the earth element in this case that you brought into your practice. So beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. That's lovely. Thanks, Nicholas. Any other reflections? And I see on YouTube when I invited Clifton to share how the weather was in Bangkok. It came in later when we had started the practice. Smoggy and humid here today, but there's blue in the sky. That's almost like equanimity practice. Yeah, smoggy and humid, but blue in the sky. It can all be held in the expansiveness of the sky. So, other reflections, other questions. What did you notice? What came up for you? What was easy, challenging? It's all good. All welcome. Nancy says, embracing the individual choices others make, even though they may differ from what we would do. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And for the heart to be at peace with those choices and with the unfolding that each being has their own journey. As we wish them well, so continuing to have the sense of care for them, but this sense of spaciousness of space, earth, etc. So yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah. Any other reflections, questions, comments, complaints? What did you observe? Susan says, I know that I need to hear about embodiment a trillion more times. Thanks, Susan. I will say it a trillion more times every practice session. It's so important in practice. I can't emphasize it enough. I think in my practice also when I discovered how important embodiment is. And one reflection coming in. I had a repetitive, aloof voice that kept repeating, not my problem, not my problem, not my problem, every time I tried to picture another person's troubles. Okay, great. So glad you shared this. This is fantastic. So this will come up. Of course, this will come up, as I've mentioned, for near and far enemies. So this near enemy is it's kind of like not my problem, kind of like aloofness, not my problem, not my problem. So the invitation here, if that comes up for you and for others, because it will come up in this practice, someone when you're practicing, is to first really connect, take a step back and go back into the sense of connection with the person, your care for the benefactor, that you really care this person for having been there for you and being here for you and really connecting with their humanity. When that's really, really established, then that might be a good time to then slowly bringing in the problem they're facing and then see if that might be a gentler way to connect in this way. So that's an invitation there. I hope that's helpful. So, and Kim says, a thought of problems came into my head and I slid into practicing equanimity with the issue and found spaciousness and peace. Ah, nice. Nice. So the practice of equanimity in this case turned to the problems that came into your own head and problem solving and equanimity. Lovely. Great. And that's perfectly fine too, turning the practice where it's appropriate, where it's needed. Lovely. So, dear ones, with equanimity and spaciousness of heart, let's turn our hearts to supporting and practicing spaciously with each other. So the invitation now for the small groups is we'll spend 30 seconds first with silent metta, just wishing the others well, 30 seconds of silent metta, connecting with their humanity, knowing that they're wishing us well in the same 30 silent seconds, and then opening up to whatever you like to share. And I see a question that just came in. I'll address this after we come back from small groups. So, and see if you can have equanimity and spaciousness, either with a sense of space or sense of embodiment, physicality, the earth element supporting yourself and inviting others to feel supported in your heart in this way. So let's see here. Almost that you can practice, continue to practice equanimity while I make the groups. Here we go. Okay. They are open now. Here we go. Enjoy. So we have a couple of minutes for reflections. Oh, actually, I'll address the question that came in just before we went into groups. And then I see Marie-Christine's hand is up. So the question that came through was how to help someone who's suffering and at the same time let them and understand that they have their own journey. That's a great question. It's the both and, right? It's the both and of caring for someone, supporting them compassionately, not saying, oh, you have your own journey, you're suffering, it's okay, you have your own journey, or not saying, oh, you know, I need to fix this for you. It's both. It's really finding the balance. And that's what makes being human and having relationships and having a compassionate heart makes it interesting, because you want to care, of course, and support for others, but realize that yes, they have their own journey. So it's both and there might be more to your question, might be more interactive, but I think at this point I'll leave it that. And if there is more, you can raise your hand and we can discuss. But Marie-Christine, please.
Hi, I was explaining to the group that, you know, whilst we might be saying in equanimity, you know, I care for you, I wish you well, but I'm not responsible for your happiness or your sadness. I kind of think, but we're not islands. And what about the responsibility that perhaps I should take if maybe my actions of the wrong speech have actually caused that unhappiness? I know it's quite common now to say, oh, you know, you can make choices and you're solely responsible for how you feel. But we're all interdependent. And what happens to that part where I have to take responsibility because maybe I put my foot in it and I've actually upset someone?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this, you know, there are so many different practices, and there's the right practice at the right time, and having equanimity, you know, trying to say, well, may you have equanimity with me having hurt you is, you know, obviously is not a very wise way to go about it. So yeah, it sounds like this might just be the it's a hammer, right? This may not be the right. So this might actually need pliers, like, oh, let me take that nail that I just put in, let me just take that out instead of, I don't know, maybe it was a terrible metaphor, but you get the picture, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Marie-Christine. Thank you. Yeah. Any other questions, reflections from the person who had asked the earlier question? If there's any follow-up you want to type or raise your hand and we can follow up on that. You're welcome to. I'll give it a moment. Okay. All right. So thank you all for practicing these practices, both for your own benefit and to serve all whose lives you touch directly and indirectly. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. And now, as it's become our tradition, I'm going to stop the recording.